Opportunity is like a dime a dozen, right? I could start a business every single morning and by the afternoon have another idea. There's opportunities everywhere. It's not that. It's the person that actually executes on the problem. To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place. On this episode of Chris Duncan's Library, I'm going to be reviewing Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I just grabbed this book off my bookshelf to review it. And I got a bit emotional because I actually remember when I first got this book, I was lying in a hospital bed with my femur sliced in two. And I really needed to change my life. And this was so special. I ended up speaking on stages with Robert Kiyosaki about a decade later. And anyway, it's an incredible, incredible gift it was to sit there and read this. I had my femur split in two. I think 80% of people who break their femur die from it. And I had an out-of-body experience. And this was the book that kind of brought me back. And I read this book and I started this journey that I've been on for the past, you know, two decades. Yeah, it's really incredible. And so if you haven't read this book, it is an absolute must read. It was first published in 1997. And I don't know if there's a more important book that you could read. So I want to share some big takeaways that I got from this book. The first one is that the rich don't work for money. Okay, that's very important. The truth is that the rich don't work for money, right? They work very hard, but they go about it differently. And I want you to get this: is you're going to become a self-made millionaire, you need to be able to understand this, right? The poor and middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them, okay? And so that was a big deal. The other thing I got is that in the book, he talks about having a regular job is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And it's fear that keep most people working in a job, right? Because if you keep working in a job, there's things that you're going to have to keep trading time for money. Unless you get a great employer that offers you amazing ways to get promotions and amazing ways to earn bonuses and profit share, you got a job. Unless you got profit share, you got a job. Unless you're getting bonuses, you got a job. And so financial literacy was a very important thing to me. So I realized the only reason I ever want to get a job is to learn, okay? That I learn things. So I took jobs in sales, I took jobs in marketing, and I learned. And that was a big thing. It was like, wow, okay, I'm never going to take a job for money. I'm going to take a job for what it can teach me. The second idea that I got from this book is to understand that you know, the way that people classify assets and liabilities is very, very, very wrong when it comes to, you know, what Kiyosaki says. He says, an asset is something that has value, but it produces an income or appreciates. And so what we must do with our money is buy things that either give us more money or appreciate. Okay, most people think that their house is an asset. Well, most of the time your house isn't an asset because you have to pay to keep it up. It doesn't give you money, okay? And so liabilities take money out of your pocket. And so in the second chapter, it's really interesting. It really flipped my idea of what an asset was, okay? And what the definition of it. The second thing, and I've played his board game. He has a board game that goes with this. Me and my wife, we used to run little meetups and run this board game. This has been so foundational. It's why I'm a bit emotional when I share with you this book. And so the messages about minding your business is about first paying off all your debts, right? A debt, if you've got 20% credit card bill or 5%, whatever it is, you got to pay those off because that is anti-interest, right? And as far as compounding interest takes you to where you want to go, the rest of the interest takes you further and further and further away, okay? And so, you know, we started getting a lot of language from this. And in his game, he calls it a doodad, which is something you've spent on that now you got to keep spending money on. You know, you buy this, you buy a boat, and then you got to upkeep the boat, and then you got to put this on the boat, and then you got to clean the boat, right? He talks about that. And he says, the key is you must buy, and his other books like Cash Flow, you must buy cash-producing assets, right? And that is the key, is this. Now, the other thing that I got from this is the history of taxes. This blew me away. And so in the book, what you're going to learn is the different ways to structure your life, and it's extremely important. See, employees pay their tax first, and then they spend what's after their tax. The difference is, in business, money comes in, you get to spend on all these expenses, and then you're taxed at the end. So making that shift changes a lot, like a heck of a lot of how and what you're paying tax on, but also what you can earn interest on. And so it's very, very important to understand this structure, which you're going to learn in this book. So I really, if you've not read this book and you want to become a self-made millionaire, you are missing out because it's going to change everything, okay? So the fourth chapter talks about, how we invest as somebody that has money, right? And honestly, I basically followed what was in this book, right? I created businesses that make great money. I invested in cash-producing assets, which ended up meaning I became financially free. Like, it's a pretty simple idea, right? You increase your income as much as possible. You do it in the right structure. You put it into things that appreciate, like gold and silver, and then you put it into other things that make money. And that was it. And I simply just took that as my model, and that's why I went out there and did, right? And so the truth is that the rich invent or create money. You know, I know that the most important investment I have is my education. And I know if I was to lose everything today, I know that I can start a business and start again really fast and get myself back to $1 million a month within moments. In fact, actually, when I retook over one of my companies, it dropped right down to, about $500,000 a month. Within 3 months, we got it back to $1 million a month because I understand what needs to happen to get it to where it needs to go. And so work to learn, don't work for money. Learn and create that internal education, learn sales, learn marketing, get the right mindset, increase your income, and then invest it very wisely. Remember, the most important investment is investing in yourself, okay? Once you invest in yourself, you'll increase your capacity to earn more and more and more, and then you invest it simply into things that then produce you money. Remember, the rich don't work for money. Their money works for them. So I've given you a full download underneath this of my review of this book. And just know this, is that there are going to be, and it talks about in the book, there are five big obstacles that people face on their path to becoming financially independent. First is fear, right? We're fearful. We're worried. We live in fear. So you're going to have to understand that's going to be part of it. You have to let that fear go. There's going to be times you make a wrong investment. That's okay. You're going to trust someone that doesn't turn out right. That's all right. You've got to keep going and pushing forward. The next is cynicism. Oh, the world's falling apart, the markets change. There's always someone out there to tell you that now is the completely wrong time to do something. And you just got to trust yourself. It's why I teach intuition. The next is laziness. Honestly, one of the biggest obstacles to people becoming financial, they're just lazy, right? They're just absolutely lazy. They just do not get off their butt and make it happen. That's okay. I don't judge them. But if you want to be a self-made millionaire, you can't actually be lazy. The last is bad habits. People have bad habits. They spend on the wrong things. And what I started to realize is every dollar that I spent, right, is taking away 8 to 10 cents that I can make for the rest of my life. And so every $1,000 that I spend is taking away between $70 and $100 that I can spend every year for the rest of my life. Every $10,000 that I spend is taking away, $700 to $1,000 I could spend every year for the rest of my life. And when I started thinking that way, I thought, holy moly, right? Like, I know I can invest in index funds and earn 8, 9, 10% pretty much every single year. So what I realized is every $10,000 that I spend, waste, lose, it's actually, I'm losing the $10,000, but I'm also losing $800 to $1,000 every year for the rest of my life. And so I realized, okay, so what I need to do, and I got this number, right? I don't know how, well, I actually do know how, okay? But what I did is I created a magical number. I said to myself, what I need to create is $7 million. I said, that's what I need. I need $7 million. You go, well, Chris, why $7 million? I said, well, first, for me, I wanted a house, a mansion on the water paid off. It's cost me $3 million, right? So I was like, that's what I want, $3 million for a house paid off, done. I want to put $2 million into investments that will pay me a good $160,000 to $200,000 a year per year for the rest of my life, right? I know I'll get between 8 and 10%. So 2 million at 8% is 160, 2 million at 10% is 200 grand for the rest of my life. So now we've got 3 plus 2 in investments. I want toys and fun things, right? I bought a Lamborghini, so I put down, I want $1 million worth of, house, home, contents, all these sort of things, jewelry, watches. I wanted that. So I was like, I want $1 million of that. And so now we're at $6 million. And then I wanted $1 million for a holiday home paid off that I could just go and enjoy. And so I added it up to $7 million. And so for me, I got this number. I said, what I need to create is $7 million. If I can do that, I'll have $160,000 to $200,000 for the rest of my life. And I have my houses paid off. I have another house. I have some really cool stuff. And that'd be awesome. And then from there, I can just have fun. And so I set this goal, right? I did it within 3 years. And I set this goal. And I said, that's what I want. And that was it was a really good decision, okay? But a lot of people, they won't. And the reason why they won't actually do this is because they have bad habits. But also, they'll never reach out for coaching. They'll never reach out for support. They're arrogant. They think they know. The The idea that coaching exists has been incredible to me. The number one thing I spend my money on is coaching. You know, just this year, I invested $150,000 in just one coach, right? Which in Australian dollars was like $230,000 in just one coach, right? And that was just one of the many coaches that I've had in my time. And so what I want you to do is that there is opportunity everywhere. Okay, I give people opportunities in our programs all the time. I say, here's an opportunity. You can start this. You can do this. Opportunity is like a dime a dozen. Right? I could start a business every single morning and by the afternoon have another idea. There's opportunities everywhere. It's not that. It's the person that actually executes on the problem. Okay. So, you know, for example, there is real estate deals everywhere. There are cars being sold by people who just need to sell their car, which you can make more money from. There is there's freelancing opportunities on there. There are so many opportunities that are absolutely everywhere. And so to get really started, what he says in the book is number one, you have a deep emotional reason or purpose to get started. Really what it is you want to create. Number two, understand the power of choice and choose daily what to do, right? Include choosing the right habits and investing. Choose your friends carefully, okay? The people you hang out with, water seeks its lowest level. He explains, you know, choose your friends carefully. Next one, pay yourself first. Get into the right structure so you pay yourself first. Select great people, okay? And always ask, how fast can you get your money back? Okay, out of everything I got from the book is to ask, how fast will you get your money back? Because whatever investment you're going to make, as long as you get your money back, well, then if it makes a bit from there, it's great. You got your money back. And that's been such a great question. So, hey, look, there's some of my notes underneath this, but you really should go head across to the Amazon link and get this book. On the next of Chris Duncan Library, I'll be going into another book, which I think you will love. This is one of my absolute, in fact, all the books are my favorite, so I should probably stop saying that. But anyway, hope you enjoyed this. Go get the book. And this is To Your Success. It's your time to become a self-made millionaire. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Super Conscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.